know if they sting or not?
What?
Do you know if they sting?
No, I don't.
Mm-hmm. What about something that's builds nests in the ground? It's got it's yellow and black.
I don't know what that is.
Go ahead.
Years ago, we used to try to catch what were called doodlebugs. Mm-hmm. We'd take a straw from a broom and mix a little mud on it and stick it down in there. And then if we saw it move a little bit, we'd pull it up. And here was a doodlebug, a pale colored sort of thing with a little hump mm-hmm. near the head. Mm-hmm. And that would they would use that hump to get up and down the little hole.
Yellow jack?
Whoop, yes indeed. I'm about to forget the yellow jackets.
Uh-huh. How do they build their nest?
I don't know. I have an idea that they make theirs pretty much as the wasps do.
Mm-hmm. Up somewhere?
What?
Up somewhere?
Yes. And a sort of papyrus material. It's not always mud. Sometimes it's a sort of parchment-like material, such as wasps make.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, wasps. You find them hanging a big clump on a tree sometimes, yellow jackets and wasps both. Mm-hmm. And you better leave it alone, too. Of course, we know that the bees make their cells of wax. Remarkable little insects. We have a few horseflies here, mm-hmm. too. And if they bite you, you know it.
Say, if you hadn't cleaned a room in a while, up in the ceiling, in the corner, you might find them.
Cobwebs.
Okay. What about something like that outside, maybe across a bush?
Across what?
Across a bush, maybe.
Across what?
A bush.
Bush, oh. They would just be called webs.
Okay. And the parts of the tree that grow under the ground are called...
The roots.
Did you ever hear of using roots or vines for medicine?
Yes. And... Oh, let's see. Years ago, some people living in the country would come around selling sassafras. I don't know whether it was part of the root or part of the stem coming out of the ground. But anyway, you could steep them and make sassafras tea out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Some people liked it just because it was something to drink, and some thought it had medicinal qualities. I don't know now.
And what different trees do they have around here?
Oh, an endless list. We have some of the finest hardwood that grows in this country. Oak, ash, hickory, gum, pecan, walnut, which is getting scarce. Let's see. Softer woods. We have pine and cottonwood and sycamore.
Mm-hmm.
The one that's probably most used in building and in making furniture, oak and gum next to that.
And the kind of tree that you tap for syrup.
Kind of tree what?